I heard someone from a sister local charity talking about their need for accommodation. This is going back 7 or 8 years probably. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I've got 2 spare rooms. I could do something with that. I'll clear the junk out of the rooms and use it. And it probably took me about 2 or 3 years to clear the junk out of these the spare room. And then I contacted Assist, and they sent me an asylum seeker. It's the first time they bring someone to your home, a total stranger, and you give them the key to the front door. Is a bit daunting, but I've never felt that that's been abused in any way. I felt quite comfortable that, you know, they wouldn't send me anybody that was going to rob my house, and that if the worst happened, then at least I'd got an agency I could fall back on for support and advice.
And do you remember who the first person was who'd spent a night under your roof who was an asylum seeker?
Yes, a Kurdish Syrian lad. He stayed for about 11 months. It was a big learning curve for both of us, I think. And we did all sorts together. I took him out into Derbyshire and showed him the national park. He was fascinated. He was a bit of an Arthur Daly character. He always knew somebody who could do something. Well, he pulled up the carpet one day and took it down to his friends at the car wash and got the carpet cleaned. And another time he knew somebody who knew a plasterer, and he plastered the bathroom, which was a bit strange. But if you've travelled across the world without any documents, avoiding the police and hiding under lorries, then you have to be a bit of a wheeler dealer to survive that.
It might be important for someone who's in your house to give something back. Do you think that was also part of it?
Yeah, definitely. They've all been really appreciative. Mehdi, who's with me now, brought me a traditional costume. It's sort of like a dressing gown.
We're meeting Mehdi now for the first time. Mehdi, hello.
Hello, me.
You're Iranian, and tell me how you came to live in Peter's house.
I came to England 2010, and I saw him about behalf of one of my friends. His name was Said. He knew Peter, and he was used to live with him. And it was on summer 2012, with broken heart, nothing to do, nowhere to go. I saw Peter, and first things Peter asked me, have you got somewhere for stay?
And did you have anywhere to stay?
I didn't have any, but one day here, one day there. I spent one night in a park. It was very, very sad times I had. But I saw Peter, and he invited me to his house with lovely garden.
What's lovely about the garden? What's in the garden?
I was a florist in my country about 4 years. When I came here, didn't know about gardening here or flower shops, nothing. And he has a lovely garden, very, very green, amazing. You put some food for the birds in the morning, and I always wake up 8 o'clock with his radio voice, and it was fantastic talking with him and see the birds when they come to collect their food.
Mehdi was always really helpful around the house. We would cook and eat together, and so we had some really interesting meals. For both of us, you know, I would cook things that he'd never seen before, and he would cook things that I'd never seen before.
I love shepherd pie.
Where are you living now, Mehdi, and what's your status as an asylum seeker in the UK?
I came here 2010. I've been refused after a month, and then I apply in 2013 again. And yesterday, my solicitor rang me. She said, come on, pick up your resident permit.
Yesterday?
After 5 years, yes.
So, Mehdi, do you love the United Kingdom?
I love it. It's lovely people. They gave me another life. And I'm going to college on September. I want to be some useful person, maybe go university.
And do you know our arguments at home about how many people like you we can have in the UK?
Yes, but, you know, when you want to accept someone, even in your house, you don't know. You have to live with him to accept him. You have to feel. Do you like to stay with someone? Or you like to work with someone? I can ask to the Peter, did I useful for you, for your country that now is my country as well?
Yes, and Peter,
I think what Med is trying to say is that we see photographs of great groups of asylum seekers on the television, and it looks like a mob. But when you see them as individuals and get to know them as real people, you see a completely different side of people. They're very ordinary people in a desperate situation.
You've done also a very extraordinary thing. Most of us do not have asylum seekers living in the house, Peter. Has it changed the way you view the argument about what we can do in the UK? Have you changed your mind in your life?
I see it clearer now, but I always thought we could give support to people who need it, just because they need it.
And what do you think about the arguments that I can hear every day on the radio?
I think it's sad that people have that very selfish point of view. I mean, I can see where they're coming from. We can't take on all the world's problems, but I think we can do a lot more than we're doing now.